Pope Benedict XVI today appealed to political and religious leaders in Iraq and around the world to help the conflict-ridden country in its reconstruction.
Le notizie che provengono dall'Iraq.
After praying the Angelus prayer with tens of thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict expressed his solidarity with the Christian community and all victims of the violence in Iraq.
Moltissimi innocenti solo perché sciiti, sunniti o cristiani.
The Pope expressed his concern for the news coming out of Iraq on the very grave situation of insecurity and brutal violence to which many innocent people are subjected only because they are Shiites, Sunnis or Christians. He went on to appeal to the religious leaders and political leaders of the world and the local area to support those people on the path to reconstructing their homeland in the search of a shared balance, in mutual respect, and in the awareness that the plurality of its components is an integral part of its wealth. Pope Benedict added that he perceives the great worry that runs through the Christian community in the country and assured them of his closeness to them, as well as adding a call for strength and consolation for all. Christians make up just 3% of Iraq's 26 million people. The major groups include Chaldean, Assyrians, Armenians and Roman Catholics.
Rivolgo l'augurio di serenità e di pace.
The Holy Father also sent his cordial greetings to Muslims who are celebrating the holy Muslim month of Ramadan and wished them serenity and peace. It was Friday that the Vatican released its annual Ramadan message and called on Muslims to join Catholics in working to defeat terrorism.
Amen.
But before making this appeal, the Holy Father reflected on the fact that October 22nd this year marks the 80th World Mission Day, as instituted by Pope Pius XI.
Today is Mission Sunday, a day of reflection on the call to spread the good news to all peoples.
The theme set by Pope Benedict for the occasion is charity, the heart of the mission. In his message, the Holy Father says that if mission isn't animated by love, essentially the love we find in Christ, it's reduced to mere philanthropic and social activity.
Let us support with our recognition and our prayers the men and women who leave home and family to preach the gospel. And may our own faith in Christ be renewed.
The Pope went on to say that mission always starts out from the heart transformed by the love of God, as testified to by countless stories of saints and martyrs who, in different ways, gave their life for the service of the gospel. Mission, he said, is therefore a place where there is room for all.
I wish you all a blessed Sunday.